tomorrow is June 14th, mm-hmm. and it is Flag Day. The Benevolent Protective Order of Elks USA has a mandatory ritual service that we will be performing mm-hmm. at the Jacob Eddy Home for Veterans tomorrow, 1:30. We're going to be assisted by the Ishpeming and Nagani Elks Lodges, Nagani 1116 and Ishpeming 447, along with our lodge, Marquette Lodge 405.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, this is not a flag retirement service. This is a service to show the public, which it is open to, and we encourage the public to
Come on out for it. Yeah,
come on out and learn about the history. Basically, it's the history of the flag. A lot of people don't know that there was 10 flags flowing across the United States since the colonial times. We'll tell you about each flag,
mm-hmm.
a short, brief message presenting that flag so that everyone can see what flags were flowing across the United States. You know, when I first joined the Elks, I didn't realize that there was 10 flags from the snake flag.
Yeah, they did all kinds of different changes to them, but you're right. We don't hear about that much anymore, which is why you guys are doing this.
Exactly. When we hold it, at Jacob Eddy. We mm-hmm. host this service every year, but with the three lodges, we rotate it. So this, we in Marquette do it every third year,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
this being our year. We hold it at Jacob Eddy Home because the veterans are there. The veterans are the ones that fought for our flag. So it's only natural to hold it there in a way, honoring them for their service, as well as teaching the public what our flag is all about.
It seems like a logical choice to do it there because, as you said, you've got the veterans, you've got the history of the flag, and they probably really appreciate it as well.
I think they do, because we always get thank yous afterwards, and you can see the smiles on their faces of those that are a little bit missed, and it's just it's an honor. In fact, it sends goosebumps up my back when you see these gentlemen and ladies, not only gentlemen, but our women veterans too, and they smile and they say that it's, you know, thank you for
thank
the
you.
Honor of presenting our flag.
Mm-hmm. One thing, Bob, that Walt and I know for sure is that the veterans definitely appreciate people coming to Jacob Eddy and visiting. And this sounds like a great way, if somebody has never been to Jacob Eddy before, to come in to Jacob Eddy, meet some of the veterans, the ladies and the men, and really get an opportunity to honor the flag as well.
It is. And also, we're going to have a little reception afterwards. The service will be held in the chapel,
mm-hmm.
and after the service we'll have a little refreshment down in the rec hall, as they call it, on the basement level, just this cake and coffee and punch. And again, as you were saying, Mike, it'd be a great way for the public to meet some of those veterans, shake hands, thank them for their service. They're always more than happy to see smiling faces and people that are appreciative of what they did for our country.
What time again at Jacob Eddy tomorrow, then, that is this all happening?
1:30 p.m. in the chapel. Use the chapel entrance. I know the new entrance is still blocked off,
mm-hmm.
but the chapel entrance, and it's right around the corner there.
And everybody's welcome.
Everybody is welcome. Young and old, children is included. It's a great way. We're going to have the Boy Scouts present the colors in the beginning. So children are invited, as we're providing them with the history of the American flag, what it means to our country, why it was in the battles, why, you know, these veterans fought for our flag. They fought for the freedom of the flag. They fought for those that are disseminating the flag, which gets us veterans very disturbed, but at the same token, we fought for them for that right.